Yeah, we had a spike tooth, and then there was a spring tooth, arrow tooth.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we call.
Would y'all have ever used anything like a Mormon stacker to stack hay with? How would you stack hay?
They had slings, and they put them in the wagon, and then they filled the wagon with hay, and then you took them over to the haystack and fastened the slings to the stacker, and then pulled them up with the team.
Okay.
And then it went up and it dumped. They pulled the bottom out of the two pieces that was put in the hay rack, and that emptied it and dumped the hay.
Okay. And they would have called that a slip?
No, we used to call them slings.
Slings, I'm sorry, slings. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Would you have ever used anything over... Sounds like somebody's here.
Somebody's coming.
And, do you ever use anything over the horse's mouth to feed it with?
Mm-hmm.
What did you call that?
Nose bags.
A nose bag, okay. Mm-hmm. That's, again, something you don't hear much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing that farmers or ranchers would have used to rope cattle with, what would you have called that?
Lariat rope.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as a lasso?
I think so, yes.
Okay. And I'm wondering if you earlier... We talked about burlap bags. Now, what would you have called a burlap bag?
Gunny sack.
Okay.
Shoes.
Shoes as he walked. He walked. He didn't have any transportation. He just walked.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked all the way along that mountain up there. If he'd have dug one hole where he dug all these little holes, he'd have had a shaft as deep as a California shaft, but he didn't. And he stopped in all the neighbors and asked for a cup of coffee. For breakfast, see, he...
Whenever he talked, like, he was hard of hearing. Whenever he'd talk, he'd hold his hand up to his ear, and he was talking to him, he wouldn't do that.
Awfully hard of hearing.
He said, "What have you heard about the old age pension, eh?"
And he always came along to everybody, you know, stopped in every once in a while at these farmers along here to get a cup of coffee.
Oh, my goodness.
And... then when coffee was rationed during the war, he'd come to the house and Mama gave him a cup of coffee and he drank it all.
Hmm.
And then he'd sit there and stir in his cup, wanting another cup. Hmm. Coffee was rationed.
Hmm. Yeah, those were days when you couldn't get much.
Okay, you want to start.
Yeah,
so you have to get back to your house.
Yeah, that's right. We got to go back and try to get the glass put back in after that. To that hailstone.
Yeah.
Let's see. We were right here. Okay. When we were talking the other day, we were talking about different farm tools, things you might find on the farm. I wanted to ask you about a couple other things and think back to the old days. A thing you would use that had a wheel on the front and then a big bucket and two handles. Does that sound familiar?
Wheelbarrow?
Yeah.
Cultivator.
Okay.
Or a wheelbarrow.
Okay, okay. What's a cultivator?
That's what you put in your field to take the weeds out of what you've planted, your peas, and between your rows. You run it through between your rows.
Okay.
It's a cultivator.
Okay. And what other kind of instruments like that that you would use in the field, can you think of? Were there others like that that you can think of? What kind of plow?
Well, we had shovel plows, and then we had plows that turned the dirt over that was just straight plows.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a shovel plow that made the rows to plant your potatoes in.
Mm-hmm.
And the bucket was shaped like a shovel.
Okay. Did you have anything like a lister? Was that a...
No, we didn't have a lister.
You got one here now.
Okay.
Yeah, but we didn't.
In
yeah.
The old days.
Uh huh. The lister
very
was.
I bought that one, I think, from Nebraska.